Nuremberg Trailhead, early summer. Above all, don't forget your narrated books. Bring solar panels and extra devices and batteries. The car is loud, dirty, and exhausting. The worst home, the lonesome you will ever have. Ride it to the end of Highway 31. Turn right onto Highway 10, and then left onto North Stiles Road. Continue on Stiles to the end, turn right onto West Towline Road, and after a very short moment, left onto North Quarterline Road. Quarterline will take you over to Nuremberg. It will be on your left. Keep going forward on the dusty trails until the very end at Nordhaus Dunes Wilderness Area. It's a small parking lot, a patch of pebbles in the woods. Getting your backpack out of the car is the final chore. Once you take a couple of steps away from your car, you hit the dog mode. You get happy feet just from hearing the gravel beneath. Once you are out of the parking lot, your first step onto woodland soil will feel like walking on pillows. Most of your worries stay behind you, and you never find them again, nor will they ever find you either. Your backpack is the best home the lonesome you will ever have. All the woodland creatures will understand you by your labored motion, a lethargy born from abuse of your rat race. And as far as they look, they will see a hurt animal, a hurt friend. They will welcome you personally. If you brought enough bug spray to quietly rest on one of the logs, chipmunks will come to sing their swift little songs. There's a ridiculously small hill, but if it is your first time, and especially if you are large, you won't make it all the way up, nor should you try. You will see others resting halfway sometimes. We are creatures of comfort and endurance, but cheap comfort of a sedimentary lifestyle is an early death. When you enter a slow-mo, sedimentary lifestyle, your body begins shutting down while bathing you in incredible comfort. Couch and TV become a drug when you are dying. And food will never taste that good, even if you survive. To give you an ounce of quack science, your body begins getting in trouble when your endurance drops to zero. It may take 30 to 50 years, though it feels like nothing. But obesity is not your only worry. There are a lot of problems along the way. You can interrupt your early end by calling upon your superpower of endurance. You will slowly return to normal, so as long as you continue gaining endurance over and over. The people halfway up the hill, you can see their backpack prints if they're not there. They had no endurance, just courage. Heart, raw human magnificence. Resuming the walk up the second half of the little hill is even worse than the first part. The sand keeps sliding. It feels like you are barely making any progress. The backpack is heavy. But please understand that you have already interrupted your early end. Your endurance is bubbling up inside you, and your body begins reawakening. The chipmunks can see how you can get so sick. You can push like this towards bad things too. But that is no endurance art. That is just being a cog in somebody else's clockwork. It will feel like it's raining up on the hill. Air will be heavy. Keep walking. Now you are inside a tiny wilderness. The deer here are royalty. The old porcupines and wise raccoons own these woods, and you are absolutely a guest. They may pay you a visit. The deer come in the evening. The old porcupines will watch you at noon. You will never see the raccoons. Those are no garbage pandas. They only come to say goodbye. Stay on the main trail. There are no shortcuts in the woods. Be respectful of the plants and insects and animals. The large opening you will encounter is the domain of insects and frogs. Keep going. Take the left at the large fork. But if you travel forward, as many do, you will enter the kingdom area, where all the castles are. Camping area is so magnificent that it is almost too much to camp there. The sharp hills the trail takes you around are ancient dunes, no part of the forest. Watch the sand. Right at the very end, it will start getting lighter. And then, if you are not careful, you will be struck by the sunny dunes. The beaches. There is no describing the beaches of Nordhaus Dunes. But in your enchantment, the woods will consume the rest of your worries. You will become a castaway. The kids that grew up in these parts won't understand you at all. Go left for more isolation and personal and private time with Mother Nature. Or right for your kingdoms and castles. Stay 2 months. Drive home. And come back maybe a month later for a warm autumn stay. Listen to your books all the time that you are there. Inherit the culture of great beings. Do not go back. Don't go back. Do not go back. It is only forward from here. By the power of nature that you find out there, you are charged with growing all the way up until you become a great being who leaves a lasting legacy. The direction is forward only.